yesterday. Two ways to learn Taisvis. Both of them are true lahalacha. And both of them are klolim that are brought down in kloli svekzveika. The first way to learn is Rabbi Kivega's understanding, which is the simple words of Taisvis. Rabbi Kivega's pshat was that kula chad, the shem oynes chadu means that it's not two svekas. It's all one suffix. You can't make two svekas because it could have happened two ways. That's not called two svekas. Because whatever it was could have happened two ways, but it's still one suffix. That's not two svekas. The only time it is two svekas, I told you yesterday from the Shach, is where there's enough gemina and din between the two svekas, between the two sedadim to be made. The crazy place he learned pshat, Rabbi Kivega brings this as a second possibility. The crazy place he learned pshat, that Taisus here is telling us a different rule. Taisus' rule is that it's only considered two svekas if a svek sveka is mishapech. The svek sveka could be said in both directions. You have suffix number one and suffix number two. If you said suffix number two first, suffix number one would still follow. Then it's a svek sveka. It has to, the two svekas have to be able to go in both directions. The typical case of a svek sveka she'ena mishapech is a sheichit who shechts. And after he shechts the animal, he finds that there's a pgam in the knife. So the halacha is, if you shecht with a knife that has a pagam, it's not a good shechita. Is this a good shechita? He checked the knife before shechita was smooth. After he shechted, it got a pagam. Where did the pagam come from? Where did the knife get a imperfection? So the chayru, we could say it's a svek sveka. One suffix, maybe the knife hit the neck bone during shechita. Okay, first of all, not everyone knows what shechita is. Right? You know you shech from the front of the neck or the back of the neck? When you shech an animal, you shech from the front of the neck or the back? 50-50 chance, right? It's from the bottom of the arm, from the front of the neck, under the chin. So the neck bone on an animal, like a human being, is in the back, the spine. So when you shech an animal, you shech first the windpipe and the food pipe, the two simanim that are part of shechita. And afterwards, it may happen that you're going to hit the neck bone. The shech doesn't try to hit the neck bone, doesn't want to hit the neck bone. Shechita is just to cut the windpipe and the food pipe. Now, if he shechted it and found the pagam, it could be the pagam came when he hit the neck bone, in which case the shechita would be kosher. Because the time he shechted the two simanim, the windpipe and the food pipe, it was still a good knife. Or it could be it came from the simanim themselves. And even if it came from the simanim itself, it could have happened in the first half of the cutting of the windpipe and the food pipe, the two simanim. It could happen in the second half. If it happened in the second half, again it's kosher. Because shechita is only after shecht roiv hasimen, 50.1%. So l'chayi have a svek sveka. The pagam could have come from the neck bone. And a filim tibtzloim, it came from the windpipe or the food pipe. It could have come from the miut basra of the windpipe and the food pipe, the second part of it. In which case, again, it's good. So l'chayi, we have a svek sveka. Does everyone follow the svek sveka? Follow what I'm saying?
Checking before, he also sure it didn't happen.
So he knows it happened sometime during the shechita. Could happen in the first part of the simanim, second part of the simanim, or in the neck bone. It happened one of those three. Okay. So l'chayr, it's a svek sveka. Maybe it was in the neck bone. And even if it was not in the neck bone, it was in the windpipe, but maybe it was in the second half of the windpipe or food pipe. In which case, it's also kosher. So Shach says that's not a good svek sveka. Why? It's a perfectly good svek sveka. So Shach says, but it's not mishapech. Try to say it the other way around. What's the other way around? It could have happened in the second half of the windpipe and food pipe, or it could happen in the first half. And even if it happened in the first half, then what? There's nothing left to say. It's not a sfek sfek, a hamis hapech. You chap? It's the easy case, so you better chap. Right? It's not a sfek sfek, a hamis hapech. If you start that maybe it hit the neck bone, maybe the simanim, then it makes sense. Maybe the neck bone, maybe the simanim. Even if it hit the simanim, maybe it was in the second half of the simanim. But if you start with the simanim, say maybe it was in the first half of the simanim, maybe the second half. I feel when tips alive, it was in the first half. Maybe what? If it was in the first half, it's definitely part of treif. So that's a svek svek ashena mishapech. According to everybody, it's no shah. That's a svek svek ashena mishapech. So zok the crazy place. Same thing by us. You have a girl. We say suffik. If you're going to say first that maybe it was tachtav and maybe not tachtav, then it makes sense. You say first it was maybe tachtav, maybe not tachtav. Even if it was tachtav, maybe it was beratzen. So that makes sense. The seist in Taisa's case. What's Taisa's case? Maybe it was einis and ratzen when she was a gedayla. Maybe pita ketana einisum. So if you're going to start with saying maybe it was oratus fakis. Maybe it was tachta, maybe it wasn't tachta. If it was, even if it was tachta, maybe it was einis, maybe it was ratzen. So it makes sense. But if you're going to start, maybe it was einis, maybe it was ratzen, and you're going to say, what? We know, I'm sorry, Taisis kasha, right. Taisis kasha, svek sveka, suffik einis, suffik ratzen. And Safik Kitana, Safik Gedaila. I'm sorry, I got to start the other way. If you start Safik Kitana, Safik Gedaila, Safik, if he was Mizana one, which was a Kitana or a Gedaila, then you can say, I feel him Tinsalam, she was a Gedaila, maybe it was Einis, maybe it was Ratzin. Makes sense. But it was definitely Tachtav, because he did Erison when she was under three. So you could start Safik Kitana, Safik Gedaila. Even if it was when she was a Gedaila, maybe it was Einis, maybe it was Ratzin. So that makes sense. 100%. Now, start the other way. Maybe it was Bainis, maybe it was Baratzin. Even if it was Baratzin, then what? Even if it was Baratzin, maybe she was a Ketana. But it can't be, because by Ketana there is no Ratzin. The Sfek Sfek, it can't be said both directions. Because when you start Safakaita Safiratzin, they say Imtim Salaim Ratzin, you can't say she was a Ketana. Ketana doesn't have Ratzin. It's a svek sveka that can't be said in both directions. Okay? That's crazy places, pshat and taisis.
What
is why he says it? I could answer, but I'm afraid to. I don't want to get it to be too confusing. This is the crazy places, pshat. Okay? We pass in like this also. We pass in. Svek svek has to be mishapech. Paskin like it. Can anybody come up with a svara? Why is svek svek has to be mishapech? Why should you need a svek svek should be mishapech in both directions? What's wrong? Is it it's good in one direction? Why isn't that good enough?
You need both svekas available to you in order to have a svek svek. Yeah.
Right. So if I say svek svek the good way, why isn't that not enough to be mad here? Could be.
In both bad sides, the second suffix is less than I count the bad side.
It has to work both ways. Why? So the Shach's Lashon is because Mehechi Tesi, you should start this way. Who says start this way and give a heter? Maybe start the other way and it's just one suffix. You can't tell me that I have to start the svek svek this way and it's a good svek svek. Maybe I should start the other way and it's not a good svek svek.
It has to be able to be built off of either one of the svek.
It has to definitely be a svek svek.
No, because it's a chasarn in the suffik if you can't build off of it to the next suffix.
That's not the way he says it. The way the Shach explains it, the taina is that mechetesi, marois, he says, marois, to start this way and make it into two sveikas, start that way and make it into one. So the meila, you understand the svara. So sveik has to be a sape. Well, if one way you look at it, it is a sveik sveika. The other way it's not. Because if you start, maybe it hit the neck, maybe the samana. In terms of samana, maybe you make it. That's ahead. But who says you should start that way? Maybe start, maybe the miyat kama, maybe the miyat bas, maybe the first half of the wind patch.
Why should you start the other way also, the way that which gives you
this? So the answer is, because marois. In order to give a heter, you have to have a clear heter. And being that you don't have a clear heter,
you
says start this way, maybe start the other way.
It's that you definitely have both stakes on your side. It could be that they're... One suffix is not there. And it could be that one suffix is no...
When you say that, you mean it could be it's not there because you could start the other way.
No, I'm saying that maybe you never even know if the suffix itself really happened. Maybe it's a barat sign. And,
okay, but when we're judging the sveikis, when we set up sveikis, you can set it up one way and have two sveikis, set up one way and have one suffix. So therefore we set it up the way in which, who says to set it up to have two and have a heter?
We use the sveikis, we say, if you want to come so long with this, still isn't on the suffix.
Right.
If you come as hafech, then, for example, in the case of it happened in the Mir Kama, so you don't have a filum pinsolena, you don't have that option.
Yeah, but who says start that way, maybe the other way?
Because
Shach says.
If it's Tavit Shu, then it happened in the Mir Kama, so you don't have another self to rely on. The point is that you should always have
it's always that way. It's always that when you get to the end, you don't have to rely on when you get to the final possibility.
No, if you start the first way from a practice,
so it makes sense. So why not just rely on it that way?
Because why does stuff happen?
But what really happened, they'll never know. The question is how I have to judge all the possibilities. But the Shah says this, that you could talk and start one way and have a svek svek, and the other way and not. So who says start this way, start that way? I mean, that's why this svek svek has to be misaper. Who says you're right in starting in this direction? Maybe you should start clearing the other direction. There's no reason.
Well, you have a sex take according to Akiva, the one case and not according to Gracie,
and vice versa. Mean there'll be nafkaminas between them? Yeah, there will be nafkaminas between them. And, we'll see if we're going to get to some of the nafkaminas. We'll see the cases we discuss, if any of them will be nafkamina. We'll have to figure it out as we go. Okay? Alright, this is the crazy places chat. Now, the Shach has four or five kashas. Svek svek ishen of ishapach. One, each of these kashas is a case. Okay, one is the bug case that we spoke about yesterday. Let's go over it. A person has a cooked vegetable, stuffed cabbage, right? By the way, this doesn't apply to all cooked vegetables, okay? Which is a matter of halacha, and nothing personal. It does not apply to the type of vegetables that vadai have bugs. Like broccoli, vadai has bugs. I don't mean to make a joke out of it. But a broccoli kugel is no heter. Because it's vadai has bugs, just a suffix if it's nemuach. That's not a heter. But something like cabbage, something that's a suffix if it has bugs. So, this is svek svek. Once it's svek svek, we said yesterday, once it's cooked. You know, I'll go cook it. Once it's cooked. What's this svek sveka? Maybe it didn't have. Originally. Maybe it originally had a taila, maybe it didn't. Even if you're going to say that it originally had, maybe it was nemuach. So that's a heter. Now try to say that the other way around. Start with the second suffix first. Maybe it was melted, maybe the bug melted, maybe it didn't. Even if you're going to say it didn't melt, it didn't melt, there's nothing left. Right? So you have no svek, you can't say the svek svek the other way. Right? The svek svek doesn't work the other way around. Because once you say maybe it melted, maybe it didn't, you're assuming it's there. So that's one case that doesn't fit. Another case, there's a svek sveka that I mentioned to you in the beginning of the year. When you buy chicken and the wing bone is broken, nishbar ha-gaf. The gaf is the wing bone. If the wing bone is broken, is it a trefa? The wing bone is broken by itself, would not make it a trefa. But if you have a live chicken with a broken wing bone, so we say it's treif because it's a suffix. When it flaps its wings, it might make a hole in its lung. What? No, that's in the leg, it depends. In the wing, it doesn't depend. In the leg, again, it's not the leg. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch, you'll see. Okay. We'll take a look. A break in the wing bone, the treifus is because of a chashash of dikav harei, because of a chashash of a hole in the lungs. What happens if you buy me a chicken and you find that it's got a broken wing bone? It's mutter because of a svek sveika. What's a svek sveika? Maybe it happened before shechita. Maybe it happened after shechita. If it happened after shechita, of course it's kashu. So maybe it happened before shechita, maybe after shechita. Even if it happened before shechita, it's only a suffix if it made a hole in the ray or not. So, being that it's only a suffix made a hole in the ray, it's a svek sveika. A suffix if it broke, a suffix if it made a hole in the ray. That's a svek sveika. Again, the first suffix, did it happen in lach shechita before shechita? Second, did it make a hole in the ray or didn't it make a hole in the ray? Good? Now, say it the other way around, because this is Mishapech. Maybe you made a hole in the Reya, maybe it didn't. And even if it did make a hole in the Reya, then what? Nothing left. This Svek Svek is not Mishapech. Because once you say it might have made a hole in the Reya, you're assuming it happened B'chayev, when it's flapping its wings. So again, it's not Mishapech. Second Kashya of Rabbi Akiva. Of the Shach. Second Kashya of the Shach. A third example is from a case of suffix all, suffix loyal. For a reason, the reason is complicated, but for whatever reason, there's a suffix if a lion went into a barn with their sheep. And afilu and timtza laimet went in, it's a suffix if it attacked this particular sheep. It was dayres. If a lion is dayres, if it claws an animal, the animal's a treif. So there's a case in halacha where you have a reason to suspect the lion may have come in. But we're mad to the sheep anyway, because it's a svek svek. Suffix all, suffix loyal. If in timtzalayma all meaning it went in, then it's suffix daras, suffix loydaras. So that's a svek sveika, and because of this svek sveika, we are matir the sheep. And here again, you can't say it the other way around. You're going to say safik daras, safik loy daras. In timtzalayma daras, if it was dairis, then what? That's treif. There's no second safik. So what's happening is, we keep on going through now a bunch of svek svek, as I mentioned three to you, where it's not a svek svek, I'm a sapech. So this is a problem. I mean, if you need a svek svek, I'm a sapech, you have now, what I mentioned, the bug case, and the broken wing, and the suffix all of which are cases where it's a svek svek, I'm a sapech. The fourth case, one we mentioned yesterday, by Stam Kalim Ein Bnei Yaiman. Why would it do Sveikis? Maybe it wasn't used in 24 hours, maybe it was used in 24 hours. If it was used in 24 hours, maybe it gives a good taste into the chicken, into the new pot, or maybe it gives a bad taste. So therefore it's a Sveik Sveik. Again, you go backwards, it doesn't work. Maybe it gives a good taste into the pot now, maybe it gives a bad taste. And if it gave a good taste, then what? If it gave a good taste, it's awesome. These are all problems with the rule of Svek Sveika, Shein HaMisavtech. And to resolve these, I mentioned to you four cases, to resolve these questions, the Shach in a few places in Yeridaya, and one is in the Eis Tesvav of what I photostated downstairs in Beis HaSafik. He makes a rule for Svek Sveka Shein Misapich. And his rule, when you think about it, is a very simple rule, but you first have to hop, and then you'll see it. It's a very misdavidic rule. He says, when do you say Svek Sveka Shein Misapich is a problem? If you don't know which direction to start. Right? That was the whole svar. The whole svar of Svek Sveka Shein Misapich is, why start this way? Maybe start the other way. However, in a case where logic dictates that you should start one way, with a logical reason to start in one direction, then it doesn't have to be misapich. If there's a logical sequence to the suffix, that you have to clear the first thing first and the second thing second, if you have a logical order to it, then avada you go that way. The easiest example, which I think everyone will agree, Suffolk All by the Lion. Suffolk All, Suffolk Daras. Obviously, which question are you down first? Obviously, did it go in? That's the first question. You can't clear anything until it goes in. Once it goes in, you can clear Daras or Loi Daras. So that's very simple. That's the first Shaila, Suffolk All. In other words, the first question is there something to be worried about? So the sequence definitely follows. Same thing with the broken wing. You can't clear if it made a hole in the lung until you clear if it had a broken ring, a wing. So first the question is, did it have a broken wing at all? Once you down if it had a broken wing, you can start clearing if the wing made a hole in the ray. Oh, you'll see that. 1 second. All these four cases are that way. Well, the bug. It doesn't make sense to first clear, did the bug melt? First you have to clear, was there a bug? Once you have a bug, you can clear, did it melt? So in these cases, there's a logical sequence to the Svek Sveka. When there's a logical sequence to the Svek Sveka, you don't need mishapen. When is there no logical sequence? Let's say in Agamar. Suffik Tachtav, Suffik Ani, Suffik Ratz. There's no sequence, it can go in either order. Right? Suffik Tana, Suffik Gedayla, Suffik Ani, Suffik Ratz. You don't know when the Bia, you don't know anything about the Bia. So when did it happen and how did it happen? Those are the two Svekas. When? She's a Ketana or a Gedayla. And how? Was it Ani, or Ratz? So which one do you clear first? When or how? Could go either way. There's no logic to say go one way and not go the other way. So being that there's no logic to go one way and not the other way, it makes sense that here there's a problem of Svek Sveka Shein Misapich. Makes sense.
There is a logic to go one way and not the other way.
What's the logic?
If you go one way, then you have Svek Sveka. If you go the other way, you don't have Svek Sveka.
No, but that's the result is dictating. When I say logic, what I mean to say is the sequence of what happened. A normal person would clear this one first and that one second. By a lion, a normal person will first clear, was there a lion? And then clear, what did the lion do? But when you're talking about a Pesach Pesuach, there's nothing that you would say a normal person will first clear, what? Ainus Ratzon Sata or Ketana Gedayla. I mean, I don't know. So. Which one? The case of? You think I accidentally didn't explain it? It's the hardest one to explain. Okay. What about the Kstam Kelim and Ibn Yayman? Is that one so good? Shach says, first you have to declare, was there a fresh blia or not? Was there a Ben Yayman dika blia? And then you can declare, did it give a good taste? That's how Shach says. It's not as compelling as the other ones, but he's saying that the first clear is there a fresh taste? And then the thing is, does it give a good time or not? No. Ibn is always pogo. So that's what he's saying. First, the question is there a fresh taste? If there is a fresh taste, how does it taste mixed with the contents of the pot? It makes sense. You know, a person could argue, I think, the case a little higher. You know, the shame makes sense. Okay. So this is the all pshat. It's like second shekel mishapa. So we have two klalim here in the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiga says he has a raya to the first pshat over the crazy places pshat, and his raya is a little bit complicated. So, typical Rabbi Akiva Eiga. Sometimes you learn Rabbi Akiva Eiga, you feel like you have to put your head in your hands and concentrate. Some people feel like they just have to close the safe and walk away. But if you put your head in your hands and you concentrate, you'll see Rabbi Akiva Eiga is always beautiful. Rabbi Akiva Eiga was just absolutely brilliant, all these things. You know, sometimes a person talks in a way that you have no clue. Rabbi Akiva Eiga could see that if you could follow step after step, everything makes sense. Rabbi Akiva Eiga, I'll try to simplify it as best I can. Akiva Eiga is going to ask a kasha. I'll say the kasha is answered according to his way of learning and not according to the crazy place's way. So let's deal with his kasha, and then we'll have to see why it's answered his way. His way is Shemay Nischadu Kulachad Esveika. Crazy place is that has to be misapplied. So let's go to his kasha, and then we have to see how it's answered. You can't jump and try to see how it's answered until you understand the kasha. Okay, and I think that's what's confusing when you read Rabbi Akiva Eiga. Rabbi Akiva Eiga, when he wrote, he assumed everyone was as brilliant as he was. So, you know, he starts right away with the raya, but you have to start with the kasha. So let me ask you a kasha on the Gemara. First, cop the kasha before you try to see how it's answered. What did our Gemara say? Okay, we spent the whole week on five lines of Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? I assume you all know. Gemara said a normal woman is a case of sex-fake. Normal woman is sex-faker, and therefore, of course, she's mutter. The Gemara agrees. A normal woman is a sex-fake. So the Gemara is pressed to come up with a case. We only have one suffix. So the Gemara finds two cases. Eshes Kayin, or someone who had erisim chusim ibas gimel. So to be kiveiga, I have another case. Why didn't the Gemara say a case where a girl got erisin chusim ibas yud beis? Not chusim ibas gimel. Our Gemara's case is she got erisin under 3, which is of course not the common case. Why didn't the Gemara say a case where a girl, let's say she got erisin when she was 10. She got erisin when she was 10, and now she gets married. She gets married when she's 13. And her husband tainis pesa pesuach. Is that a case of svek sveika, or is that a case of chada sveika? Is that a case of svek sveika, or is that a case of chada sveika? No, she got married when she was 13. So it could be she was not on it, could be she was a rotza when she was 12. Right? Okay, that's a good question. And
just arguing on what type of
we will see. He agrees that the svek sveka has to be misapach, but he holds even more than that. He holds that even if the svek sveka is mishapech, if it's shema nischaru, it's still no good. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiga agrees to crazy place. He just says place is saying another chiddush, a different chiddush. Crazy place can have a problem with Rabbi Akiva Eiga's chiddush, but Akiva Eiga agrees to crazy place's chiddush also.
Wouldn't you say in this case that we're both shema nischaru?
Which case?
The case of
Haran. So let's see, what's the svek sveka? By under 10, what's the svek sveka? Maybe it was ba'aynis, maybe it was baratzim. Maybe it was ba'aynis, maybe it was baratzim. And even if it was baratzim, maybe it happened, which is a ketana. Is that correct? I'm sorry. No, this is savitako, so I'll start again. What's a svek sveka? She got it when she's 10. So you have a svek sveka. What's a svek sveka? Maybe tachta, maybe not tachta. Even if it was tachta, maybe it was ba'inus. Okay. Right? So it's svek sveka. Maybe it was tachta, maybe it wasn't tachta. Even if it was tachta, maybe it was zainus, maybe it was ratzin. Makes sense. So everything's good. If you have a good svek sveika, so the Gemara is good. That's why the Gemara didn't say this case. 1 minute. According to the crazy of Plaisi, it has to be mishapech. Is this mishapech? Safik einis, safik ratzin. And if it was beratzin, maybe it was not tachtav. But it couldn't have been, because it was not tachtav, she was under 10. It's not shayach ratzin. The whole crazy place is chap is, that's not mishapech, because you can't say ratzin and ktana together. So, it's not mishapech. If you have a case of a girl who got eris under 12, let's say she's 10, the svek svek is not mishapech. If you start with tachtav, not tachtav, then it's good. Maybe tachtav, maybe not tachtav. And then, even if it was tachtav, maybe anis, maybe ratzin. It's very good. But the fakirat away, it doesn't make sense. Maybe anis, maybe ratzin. And if you look at ratzin, what? Maybe it wasn't tachtav? It can't be. Because the whole crazy place, he said that if it's ratzin, it can't be a ktan. So what are we saying? Are you following? That if you would have a case where she got eris in under 12, it's not a svek svek. It's not a svek svek. So Rav Akiva asks, if so, why does the Gemara say eishes kain upchusim bas gimel? Let us say eishes kain upchusim bas yud beis, which is a much more mistaritic case. Right? Not many girls get eris in under 12, but certainly more get it under 12 than get it under 3. So why does the Gemara say upchusim bas yud beis? According to the crazy place. It's not too svek, it's not a svek svek. The Gemara is trying to find cases which are not a svek svek. So pchusim ibas yud beis is also not a svek svek. Now if you heard this now for the first time and you get it, you can repeat it, it's very good. Because I think you have to think about it to be able to spit it back. But it's a kasha. But Kivega says, like me, it's not shver. Like me, it's not shver. Because I'm saying that the only problem is if kula chayin is chadu. And here it's not all chad. It's two sveikas. Was it tachtav? It's two heterim. Not tachtav and einis. So if you don't throw in the aspect of being mishapeach here, then it's okay. If you say that the aspect here is a heter of shemayin is chadu, then to Rebbe Kivek says, very good. Here it's a svek svek. So it's not charu, you have two sveikas. One of it's tachtav or not, and one of it's einis or ratzin. Good. I'm not... Hold on. Too much one shot. If you judge with the criteria of mishapech, then here is one suffix. If you judge with the criteria of shema einis charu, then here is two sveikas. So Rebbe Kivek says, this is a riot to me, and it's not like the crazy place. According to the crazy place, the Gemara should have said... This case of a woman who got eris in under 12.
What's the difference between
what's the difference?
In both cases, the Shemar Hashem and Rosh Hashanah.
Right, but why did the Gemara lock itself into a case of Chusim Bas Gimel? It could have said Chusim Bas Yud Beis. No, because according to Rebbe Kivega, if she got eris in Chusim Bas Yud Beis, it's still a Svek Sveika. Because maybe it was Tachta, maybe not. And maybe on his paper thoughts. You have two atayra. Chusim bas gimel, you know it was tachtav. Because if she couldn't have been not tachtav, because she had, but in chusim bas yud beis, you have two possibilities. So, wow. So, Kivega has a kasha on the crazy place. Now, once you appreciate this, so we have what Benzin is asking, that Rabbi Kivya doesn't agree, it has to be Mishapach. It's Halacha Shulchan Aruch, has to be Mishapach. Alright? It's a kasha, we can deal with it, but we can't deal with everything in one shot. We also have to deal with how to try to answer it. How to answer answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's raya. It's not easy to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's raya.
According to
Shach,
can't answer it.
What?
And that's logic. Doesn't logic dictate you shouldn't go back to
Ain Tafta? You're not going to say, well, Ain Tafta, but the owner's not. Logic dictates to go. Okay, I wasn't going to say this, but being that you're saying it, I'll take a chance of confusing everyone a little more. This Rebbe Kiveg is right. Now, so listen carefully. My svara was, maybe, there's a logical sequence. If you have a woman who's married, isn't it logical to declare first if she was Mazana Tachtav or not Tachtav before you judge if Mazana Saratzim? If she was Mazana not Tachtav, who cares? It's like having no bug or having a bug. Isn't it Mistaver? No, I'm talking about Ishtan, you're right. I'm talking here. But could be, and from the Lashon of the Crazy Place, it's a little mashma this way, from some of the Crazy Place says at the end of Taisvis, it's mistaver to first say safik tachtav, safik na tachtav, and then safik ani safik ratz. Because safik tachtav, safik na tachtav is similar to safik all. Question: is there anything to clear? That might be a mahalach to answer Rebbe Kiveg's kasha. Not so simple. Not so simple. I think I told you once about answering Rebbe Kiveg's kashas. Somebody once wrote a sefer answering all Rebbe Kiveg's kashas, the Gliyin HaShas, all over Shas. Except two places he couldn't answer it. So he had a sefer to answer all the kashas except for two places. He went to the Satmar Rebbe for a haskama. So the Satmar Rebbe wrote him a haskama. He wrote, Ashrecha shezachisa lahaven kavanas Rebbe Kiveg b'shtei mekaymas. Just time to go answer Rebbe Kiveg's kashas all over. That's so simple. But maybe it's a mahalach, maybe they're crazy. Okay. Balkopanim, alright, what we've done now is we talked about the Torah of Seksekeshen and Mishapech. Alright, what we have left for next time is to deal with the third big need in this Taisus, and that is the Sveksveka, if it has to be Shkulimheim, it's Pnei Yeshua on Taisus next Kasha, and there's a Shef Shmaitza and a Reb Shimon on it, and it's Hashem. Just tomorrow is a regular yeshiva. Tomorrow's not even Hanukkah. Tomorrow's regular day of yeshiva. On Sunday there's no shir. I suppose that's so that everyone could review the complicated things we've gone through. Monday is shir. I'm hoping to invite everyone for lunch for Sudas Hanukkah on Tuesday. I mentioned some people Monday, but my children who are off on Monday vetoed it, so it got shifted to Tuesday. So Mr. Shem Tuesday for a Sudas Hanukkah you have to share.